Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com, podcast number 26.
26.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And it's March.
Oh, thank God.
This winter is almost over with.
And I'm sick of it, man.
Oh,
freezing
man.
Cold one day, 45 the next.
It can't be, you know, spring can't come soon enough.
Just like every year.
I am dying to take the vet out.
That's right. You know what I'm dying for?
What?
Some more Burger King.
Oh.
Just like last week.
Oh, man. I think that gut bomb is still in my stomach.
Yeah, it was good. That was good. If you don't know what we're talking about, listen to the previous podcast. Yeah. We decided to have some dinner while we did it.
Yeah.
So
let's do Chinese next or something like that.
Oh, screw that. we'll be talking about that for weeks on end.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, back to March and springtime, man.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm going to be taking my car out of storage. And
I'm dying to take my vet out.
Oh, yeah. You bought that car and you
in December?
Yeah, and you put how many miles on it?
I think it's got about 160 miles on it now.
Wow.
I know.
More than I thought you'd have on it.
Yeah.
But when I take mine out, man, I just can't wait. And when we first started doing these podcasts, we did some winter storage tips. You know, things we asked people to suggest what to do when they're putting their car away. So we're just going to kind of kick this off real quick. If you've got any tips or tricks or ideas or thoughts or suggestions on what people need to do when they're bringing their cars out of storage, definitely let us know so we can incorporate it in a future podcast.
Sure.
Share it with everybody.
Sure.
So just...
I mean, is your car still on like a trickle charger and all that?
I took the battery out.
Oh, you took the battery out?
Yeah, I took the battery completely out. But it's still cocooned up with the Visqueen on the bottom and the car cover on the top. And that did work out really, really good.
Oh, that's cool.
Because, like, when it rained really hard or something like that, I'd worry about, because my garage, a little bit of rain will get inside and it'll sit right underneath the car.
Yeah.
Didn't have to worry about it. So, yeah, but if you got some bringing your car out of storage tips, let's hear it. Give us a call and leave us a voicemail message at, what's that number?
586-486-3182.
Or just send us an email at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com and put podcast in the subject so we know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Share your tips, man. I think a lot of people could use them. I know I could.
Oh, yeah. Mine's not really stored, though.
Yeah, you just kind of threw yours in there and said, good enough for now.
Right.
And speaking of calling in, we got a pretty neat incentive for you guys to do that.
That's right.
For the next, 3 months.
3 months, yeah, starting March, which is...
Starting right now.
Right now, yeah.
Right
which
now.
Is March, and going till the end of March.
And then April.
And then April.
And then at the end of May.
Right.
Look what I got in my hand.
That's right. Look what I got in my hand.
Yep. And then there's another one sitting on the desk. We have here in the studio 3 iPod Shuffles, brand new, factory sealed.
Yep.
Well, the little background is that I never really saw much of a use for an iPod. And then, I got one, and now I'm pretty glad I did. I kind of knocked it at first. But, man, it's an awesome piece of equipment to have, and they come in real handy. And so... since a lot of our listeners listen to this podcast...
Well, right through the iTunes Music Store.
Absolutely, where they can just subscribe to it for free, and every time we release one, it gets automatically downloaded to their iPod. We decided to give a few away and let you guys...
enjoy them.
Enjoy them and hear what we're talking about when we say that these iPods are all they're cracked up to be, I'm
right.
surprised to say.
Right.
So here's how it's going to work. We always encourage people to interact with the podcast. Either by phone, which we prefer because we got a phone number dedicated to this where people can leave voicemail messages like we mentioned before, or by email. So what we're going to do is at the end of each month for the next 3 months, we're going to give one of these iPods away to a lucky winner.
Bad boys away, yeah. You know what? We'll even sign the box.
Sure, why not? In order to win, all you got to do is call in and leave us a voicemail message about the podcast to our special number.
Right.
Or send us an email, but we prefer...
A
voicemail, because it's more interactive and it's more
right.
fun.
And if you're calling in on voicemail, don't forget to leave your username so we know who you are.
Right. Otherwise, if we decide to give it to you,
You're not going to get it.
You're not going to get it, and I'll just keep it. I could always use another one. But you can't just call in and say, hey, I'm so-and-so from the board, and I want to win the iPod. No. How we pick it is the best interaction, I guess, we get from
right.
you guys
right.
is how we determine the winner.
Yeah, it could be the most informative.
Right.
It could be the funniest.
It's got to be something that jumps out at us. It's
got to
be something that we can actually use in the podcast.
Yeah.
It's got to be interactive to enhance the podcast and encourage dialogue or encourage thoughts or whatever. So use your imagination, but as long as it's good, you got a good chance to win.
That's right. And you get bonus points if you put the podcast URL in your signature
yep.
on the board.
Yep. Because we're going to be looking at them.
Yep.
So all the details, all the rules, all the ins and outs, it's pretty basic, really. We kind of summed it up. But all the information you need to know is going to be in a sticky thread in the podcast forum.
Yep.
So just head over there and read and scribble some notes down. Pick up the phone and
call
give
us
a call.
Yeah.
And just in case you need it, what's that number again?
The number is 586-486-3182.
Pick up the damn phone. We love hearing from you guys. We really do.
Yeah.
So this is going to encourage a lot of interactivity. So anything,
I think it should be pretty cool.
Anything that's usable, you know, anything that we could use in the show.
Yeah.
Think about it. Free iPod. Even if you don't like it, hell, eBay it. Get some money out of it.
Hey.
Well, we're going to sign it. It could go for thousands of...
God.
Millions, man.
Yeah.
We're like celebrities and shit.
Yeah, buy it now.
$39. Hey, free is free.
Yeah, that's
free,
right.
Free, so, there you go.
We got another website to review.
Yeah, and this is a good one. We're not going to list a bunch of them because this one deserves to stand on its own.
Right.
Longtime member, and a member with, what, 20,000 plus posts on our board?
He's up there.
Shoebox.
Yeah.
And if you've ever needed a tech tip or some information, especially if it was technical, a schematic, you know, a how-to... And you posted on the board.
He's got great wiring diagrams in there.
He's probably posted in just about everybody's thread if they had a technical question, man. The guy knows his stuff. We really appreciate him being such a longtime member and contributing so much to the board. Shoebox is awesome.
Yeah.
And his website is just as good. It's always something to have bookmarked. And his website is shbox.com.
Not shoebox.com.
No, if you go to shoebox.com, you're going to be sending Hallmark cards to somebody.
Yeah, that's well... That's what I found out when I went to it.
Yeah, shbox.com. Check it out. Even if you haven't, there's probably something good there that you didn't notice before. What's he got on there, man? He's got all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, didn't you? You were just telling me about something you saw on his website that you wanted to talk about.
The one thing that's awfully useful is a lot of people, especially in our pretty happening wheel and tire section, is everybody wants to know the old standby, putting ZR1 or Grand Sport wheels on the back of their, you know, the 11-inch wheels on the back of their F-body.
Yep.
They don't fit right.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a little bit of
banging
massaging. a lot of guys don't like to hit their car with a hammer, so they massage their car with a hammer. And he's got pictures and diagrams of where to do that...
Massaging,
yeah, in order to make those ZR1 or Grand Sport wheels fit. And that's just an example. I mean, he's got... schematics and diagrams and how to do this and what this means and just everything from big to small. He's got good stuff, so check out his site and shoot him an email and say thanks for the information because we all appreciate it a whole lot. Once again, that website is shbox.com.
Not shoebox.com.
Not shoebox, unless you want to send somebody a Hallmark card. You know, get well soon or sorry about your ruptured spleen. So, but, you know, plenty of time to waste at Shoebox's site. Can't say enough good things about it. So if you've got a website that you want us to talk about, feel free to let us know.
Sure. We always have fun looking at websites and reviewing them, especially if it's something funny.
Yeah. Well, you can only get so funny and technical at the same time.
Yeah.
Beating your car with a hammer is not always funny.
No. Setting it on fire is.
Oh, like we did a couple podcasts ago, we mentioned that video of the... Dude.
Yeah, on Citywide Camaro Club.
Sitting in the back of his car on fire. I can't believe they didn't go absolutely apeshit when that
funny.
Happened.
That
I
was
think
funny, though.
I think if my car was on fire, I'd be running around like I was on fire. I think my head would spin right off my neck. But,
so we got anything else to cover in this episode?
No, I mean, the Camaro the concept is still in
Cleveland.
In Cleveland and in Toronto, correct?
Yeah, I think it's done with Toronto. That was the red car.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I don't know where it's at right now.
So the red one's on its way to somewhere else.
Somewhere else, yeah.
All right. Well, if you want to find out where it's at, if it's at a show near you, just head over to the ever-popular 5th-gen Camaro forum.
That's right.
And there's a sticky thread at the top that has an updated list of...
And someone's always posting where the car is because everybody wants to get their own pictures of it, and they always want to post their pictures, so it's always cool to see more pictures of it.
Yep, and who could blame them? I mean, we keep telling people you got to see this car in person, so yeah,
it's
definitely a good idea to do what you can to see it, even if you got to drive a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal car, man. I can't wait. Every time I see it, the more excited I get.
I keep waiting every day to open up the paper and say, you know, it's been approved.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to build it.
Can you imagine that?
I know.
I remember when it was going to...
Then the countdown starts.
Yeah. And then the forum expands even more.
That's right.
You think that our site's big now. Just wait. So don't forget to give us a call or an email.
Yep.
And get your chance to win one of these...
Nifty
kick-ass iPod shuffles, man.
Yeah.
About as big as a stick of chewing gum.
Yeah, that thing's freaking small.
Yeah. Well, you know what to do. That's you know right. The number. We probably repeated
you want
it
one
a
of
dozen
these things,
times.
Better call us.
Yeah, we'll even ship it free.
Yeah. COD.
COD. Put a brick in it.
Yeah.
Screw them. Oh, man. And now I'm giving people bad ideas. All right. Well, everybody have a terrific weekend.
Yep.
Spring is on the way, man.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Hey, it was free, asswipe.